All that I need comes to me. I like specifically the third verse of that song for today's lesson, today's message. The mind creates all things, into my life it brings. And the end of that line is, sweet rain that washes me clean. What I want to discuss today is the consciousness of prosperity, the sinking of the sub-sinking, not sinking like sinking of a ship, but in synchronicity with the substance of life, that ineffable stuff that in quantum physics is just the field of infinite possibility. And our alignment with it is very, very important to what we would like to manifest in our lives. This last Wednesday, Reverend Jill started the book study of the classic metaphysical New Thought text, Eric Butterworth's Spiritual Economics, and the subtitle, The Principles and Process of True Prosperity. Often when we hear the word prosperity, we've been conditioned to think that it is just about money and material things. And I am here to tell you that this book will blow that out of the water for you, as will most prosperity studies. Once you get into them, you recognize that money is really just an after effect of having a consciousness, a full-blown consciousness of prosperity, of aligning with the truth that exists in the infinite possibility. It's kind of a mouthful, kind of a brain full, isn't it? So let's start. Let's start with that. There is that field that exists, and it is that place in God. If we go back to actually the first principle in unity, which is God is all there is. God is good and everywhere present. And that sounds like a nice thing. Okay, well, God, there, all there is. And then, well, God, well, what about God and things that don't work out the way I want them to? What about God and things like we just had in this country, in Louisiana, Hurricane Ida, and the aftermath of that storm that continued up the East Coast and spawned tornadoes and massive flooding through numerous states? What if, well, there's God in what about the wildfires on the West Coast? There's God, but then there's what's happening in Afghanistan. There's God, and there's that sense of duality. There's a sense of separation. God is all there is. That's the premise. That is the belief. That is the truth teaching in New Thought. Because if we break that down and back it up, it's our perception that there is God and something else, but there is not. There is our perception of the things that happen in our human experience that conditions us to believe there must be God and something else. So we've got to really pull back. We've really got to dive into the idea, to the concept, and to the truth that there is only God. And God is good and everywhere present. It is also, interestingly enough, not surprisingly, because we're in New Thought, that God is all there is the first step, is the recognition. That's the first step of what is called spiritual mind treatment in Science of Mind, which is in Science of Mind magazine, is where the reading came from this morning. And it's that first thing that we move ourselves consciously into a place of recognizing, really remembering, reminding ourselves, that this is the truth. And if we don't start there, we are always going to be, we're be coming from that place that we're, that there is something outside of God. And it's not true. It's not true. So let's go into diving into that. Right off the bat, in Spiritual Economics, Eric Butterworth, in the very first chapter, He has an affirmation that he says, God is my instant, constant, and abundant source of supply. And there are many of those very short, very, very affirmative, very powerful affirmations in this book. So I recommend that. I recommend you also getting in the class on Wednesdays to the discussions, because they're really, really deep and really good. Manifestation happens. We bring the good into our experience, the manifestation, the human being able to see, touch, taste, feel, whatever that is, to experience that. It happens when we are aligned, when we align with that truth, that everything does exist in possibility and way beyond the possibility beyond anything that our limited human thinking could come up with. So we can go here, and then we can go beyond. We can go beyond our limited thinking and say, yep, there we go. Okay, oh, it's infinite. So anything. That saying, anything is possible, sticks around for a really good reason. It's true. It's absolutely true. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science Mind, he talks about there is a power for good in the universe, and we can use it. He is also talking about consciousness. He's talking about that place of tapping into the one mind, the infinite intelligence that's available at all times. The second step of spiritual mind treatment is absolutely the unification and realizing we are, as human beings, we are divine expressions. We are God expressing in and through and as us. We are the human expression, the unique, individualized human expression of that one infinite presence, that one power, that one love. So two really big concepts that we have to get a hold of in order to get to the place where we align with the infinite possibilities, so we can bring those things into our lives. We can manifest them. There is a concept that I got in throughout my ministerial training, and I've heard this for years. I've been in the science of mind and religious science practice for about 25 years. And I'm about unity, familiar with unity principles and the similar things that are taught and practiced for about 20. And this concept really landed for me about prosperity when it was backing up to that place that said, yeah, you wrap your head around this idea that there's all this stuff, but here's the key, there's a reciprocal relationship that we have with spirit, with God. We receive divine guidance through our intuition, through our insights, through those, I'm picking up, I'm getting guidance, I'm knowing something without knowing why I'm knowing it. That is an indication that you're getting a little bit of a download from spirit. So spirit gives to us these ideas. It puts a desire in our hearts. It has a divine pattern for our lives, a divine purpose for our lives. And when we recognize that we're getting that, we are receiving something from spirit. We turn right around then and say, okay, well, I would love this. I would love to experience this thing. I would love to experience this kind of a relationship in my life. I would love to experience financial wealth and prosperity, financial freedom. I would love to experience abundant, vibrant health. I would love to experience being out in the world, doing my purpose, doing my work in the world, doing it joyfully, doing it with gratitude, doing it with compassion and care for others. And so that's when we put it back into that substance, and we say, okay, this is what I would love in my life. And then spirit gives us the next step right back and says, okay, here's your next action step. Take action on this piece of guidance that I'm giving you, And you're going to find that these things are going to start manifesting in your life. The right person is going to show up at the right time, the right piece of information, the right answer to a perceived problem. Boom, 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 boom. And the next thing you know, you're in the flow. Day in and day out, in the flow of being able to hear the guidance, feel the inspiration, feel the intuition, take an action step on it, and there it is. In human experience, you've just manifested that thing. It's very quick, it's very, a little kind of unsettling at sometimes. We had someone in the class on Wednesday night. I participated. I like hanging out and watching Jill teach and being in on the conversations. And someone shared from this book that Jill taught about three years ago, and previous prosperity classes, and started to recognize how it worked in her life. This person was describing that it started working so quickly, so she could depend on it, that it scared her. And she had to say, well, if this works, and if this is true, and it really does work, I have to be really careful about what I say I want in my life. And so it brings us right back to that place of consciousness, of being aware of what it is we say we would love. The thing that we have to pay attention to, and we have to become very aware of, are our unconscious thoughts, our paradigms, those beliefs that run in the background that are what are the juice behind the words that we say, the things that we want in our life. It's really important to recognize that we hear a lot about how the words matter, in especially new thought. And there was a period of time where it was all about, be careful what you say. You're going to manifest this. Be careful what you say. And words are absolutely important. But more important behind that, back of those words, are the intention, are the consciousness with which you are saying them. We talk about this a lot, especially in areas when it comes to our health, when it comes to our finances. Those are the two biggies that we as ministers get prayer for all the time. The health is when out of habit, we will say, I am so sick of my job. I'm so sick of being poor. I'm tired of being poor. I'm tired of struggling at work. I'm tired of having to work so hard and never getting anywhere. We put a consciousness right there of lack around the very thing that we are saying we want to support us, to supply us. We want to make a good living. We want to be able to support ourselves. We want that financial freedom. And yet we are sending an unconscious message to the infinite potential, the infinite possibility, the realm of infinite possibility, this substance. We are sending a message saying, no, not so much. I'm tired. I'm sick. I'm worried. I'm scared. We have to become very, very, very aware of those patterns and things that are pretty much running the show for us. And we wonder why we can't manifest. It's because we are not aware that we have a set of beliefs of limited thinking. And they are not necessarily ours. They were most likely handed down to us at a very early age from our parents, our grandparents, and all of those things. So it is most important for us to become aware so that we can align and sync with substance. There is part of this teaching, and I'm just scratching the surface here. This is an 8-week book study that Reverend Jill is doing. So I'm just giving you the little bit of the introduction, taking right back to the basics. Basics of Metaphysics 101. God is all there is. We have to be aware that it is in us. We have to be aware of our word and our consciousness and what it is that the beliefs behind our words and our actions. In spiritual mind treatment, as I've mentioned before, the third step to that, there's five steps to it. The first is, I said, recognizing that there is only God. God is all there is, nothing outside of it. It transcends, it's immanent, transcendent, it's everywhere, it's everything. We are a part of that, we are expressions of that. That's the unification step. We are that. We are not all of it, but we have that in us. We have that God, Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, operating through us and as us. The third step is the realization step. And it's realization because we realize we are aligning with a truth that already exists in infinite potential. That's a lot, it's a big concept. But it's called realization because we are not creating anything new. We often hear that we are co-creating with Spirit. We are co-creating our experience. And to a degree, that is true, but we are not ever, as human beings, we are not ever creating anything that doesn't already exist in infinite potential. We are simply aligning our consciousness and we are realizing, oh yes, it exists. And I can have it as soon as I match the vibration of that thing. That experience. It is the consciousness that brings it into manifestation, not just the words and not just the thought. Okay? So the fourth step in spiritual mind treatment is actually giving thanks. And Butterworth talks about this in his book as well. The power of giving thanks in advance for that thing that you wish to manifest in your life. If you think about it logically, the spiritual logic behind this is, of course you would give thanks. It already exists. And when you realize it and you see it and you align with it, yeah, baby, it's gonna happen. It is happening. It has already happened. It is already a truth in the one mind of God. It is already a done deal. In infinite potential and possibility. We are simply moving ourselves into that place that when we can feel it. I know when I'm doing a spiritual mind treatment for myself or for somebody else, and I get the ego and I get all of the well, what ifs and then in the fears and whatever, the conditions and the circumstances out of the way, and I open to that truth, I can feel it in my body. I can feel it from head to toe. It's a sense of joy, it's a sense of peace, and it is a natural, the natural byproduct is gratitude. So it's like, I am absolutely grateful in advance that this is already existing. And when I land that, when it lands there in that place in my physical being, the manifestation is very, very quick. And so how do we get there? How do we get there? Well, the short answer to that is come to class on Wednesday nights. Get the book if you can't. Read the book. Join in any of the discussions that you can on Wednesday nights. And watch the next talks that Reverend Jill and I do on the rest of this book over the next several weeks. That's my short answer to you. Okay, and I'm gonna leave you with that. Actually, I'm gonna leave you with one other thing before we go into meditation today. And that is, we go back to the Gospel of John, first chapter. He actually revisits Genesis when he talks about the Word. He revisits Genesis saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, let me try that again. In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was God is again, all contained, nothing outside of God. So consciousness is God. Manifestation is God. Thoughts, actions, everything in our being is God. Ponder that. We're going to ponder that a little bit more in meditation, but just tuck that away. Just hang on to it for a minute. And I'm going to close with actually another chapter of Genesis. It is called the Lost Chapter of Genesis. And some of you may have heard this before. One day, Adam was walking in the garden and cried out to God, "You used to walk with me every day, and now I don't see you anymore. I'm lonely here, and it is difficult for me to remember how much you love me." And God said, "I will create a companion for you that will be with you forever and who will be a reflection of my love for you, so that you will love me even when you cannot see me. Regardless of how selfish or childish or unlovable you may become, this new companion will accept you as you are and will love you as I do in spite of yourself." And God created a new being to be a companion for Adam. And it was a good companion, and God was pleased. And the new companion was pleased to be with Adam, and his new companion, the new companion wagged its tail. And Adam said, "Lord, I have already named all the animals in the kingdom, and I cannot think of a name for this new arrival, this new animal." And God said, "Because I have created this new animal to be a reflection of my love for you, its name will be a reflection of my own name, and you will call him Dog." And Dog lived with Adam and was a companion to him and loved him. And Adam was comforted and God was pleased. And Dog was content and wagged its tail. After a while, it came to pass that Adam's guardian angel came to the Lord and said, "Lord, Adam has become filled with pride. He struts and preens like a peacock and believes he is worthy of adoration. Dog has indeed taught him that he is loved, but perhaps too well." And the Lord said, "Then I will create for him a new companion who will be with him forever and who will see him as he is. This companion will remind him of his limitations, so he will know that he is not always worthy of adoration." And with that, God created cat. So in joyous gratitude, let's take a moment to connect with that power that made the universe. This beautiful earth, the place you are seated, wherever you are, watching from, geographically, anywhere on the planet, and the chair you're sitting in now. God created all of it. This power created your loved ones, your perceived enemies, and yes, the animal companions that bring us joy and comfort and unconditional love. So, settle in with an easy smile on your face, to the lightness of laughter. And make sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor. Make sure your arms are uncrossed. And just breathe. And if you feel so inclined, gently close your eyes. Or leave them lightly open. Just set your gaze down. And relax as best you can. And as you breathe in, imagine the joyful lines of a joyful light. Energy going out through the bottoms of your feet, grounding deeply into the earth, and the rest of your body being warmly and lovingly and effortlessly held in perfect alignment. Breathe into the relaxation and just be in the enjoyment and rejuvenation of relaxation right here. Just be. And as you relax, you gaze around and notice there are lines of light radiating from the center of where you are sitting. Millions of these lines emanate from your heart center in every direction. It's as if you are seated perfectly centered in the middle of a globe. So now you begin to recognize that you are surrounded by 360 degrees of possibility. With childlike wonder, you see these lines beam out from you. They're like lasers of all colors and intensity. There's a deep sense of calm and joy as you recognize that every single one of these beams is imbued with love. As you enjoy watching these lines emanating from you, you begin to notice other lines reaching toward you. These are the strings of lights from every other being on the planet crossing paths. Sometimes the other lines seem to move right past, but at other times, the most dynamic times, the lines collide and explode in vibrant color, just like fireworks or a lightning storm. This is where we connect. This is where our hearts connect with others. This is where our minds connect with other minds, and possibilities we could not see before come clearly into view. And even in the middle of the rush, this rush of creative energy, there is peace. And there is joy, and there is a deep, deep sense of connection. An absolute knowing that all is well and you are exactly where you are supposed to be. So breathe that. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. There is no doubt that you are connected to an infinitely loving source that holds every answer and every question. It is a source that not only created itself, the entire universe and everything in it, but evolves and expresses itself by means of you. What an amazing and wondrous power you are. You hold the same creative and potential energy that formed planets and ecosystems and the miraculous, intricate, and elegant systems of the human form. You will have transcended the human condition. When you trust in that power, when you recognize and fully embody the idea that you are made of the very same matter as stars, and that you are here to create and express for the pure joy of creating and expressing love in all of its forms, you will have transcended the human condition. This does not necessarily mean the end to your physical form. But you can truly be in this world, but not of this world. It is that same consciousness of Jesus and the Buddha and all of the ascended masters. We have heard many, many times that we can and will do the works of those masters, and greater still. You have the power in every single moment to change the landscape of your life. You have the gift of choice, the gift of perception, and the ability to choose your perspective. And the ability to choose that perspective is priceless. That is true prosperity. There is a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. Because you are that power, you are the thing itself, individualized as you, and you can see the hundreds of millions of other beings, all individualized, all carrying and expressing the power and the presence of God within. So breathe deeply, you wondrous light beings. Breathe deeply and wiggle your toes and your fingers. Feel your divine light reintegrating into your human form. Stretch and breathe and bring your awareness back to where you're seated. Wherever you might be in the world, as you're listening and watching. back into the human experience. And know that all is indeed well. Blessings and love to you, my friends. Namaste.